Welcome to The Pond, a place where laughter and learning go together like a new car and that strange and unexplainable new car smell. Today, Methuselah the alligator leaves town, and the rest of the creatures become afraid to be alone.
We'll stay up in shifts tonight. The one guarding the house will be armed with a pool noodle and a horn.
And sure enough, something approaches.
You guys hit him with the noodles, I'll tickle him with my feathers.
That sounds good. I like it.
I hope he's ticklish.
Later, a surprise story about Jake the mailman.
My own story? I gotta call my mother.
Discover what happened when Jake first started his route. Coming up on The Pond.
Take you there.
Let's go to the pond. Come along, there's no place better. Let's go to the pond. We can splash and sing together.
You're an original, but you still belong with the creatures and friends you'll find down at the pond.
Hop, bop, fish, flop, float, crawl, big, small, creep, fly, skitter by, wriggle, squiggle, buggy eye, waddle, paddle, things that swim, tackle, trim, and a bug that skims, twitter, glitter, dragonfly, catch a water bug and a butterfly.
Why don't you come with me?
Let's go to the pond. Let's go to the pond. The pond.
It was a rather normal day at the pond. For the moment.
Gentlemen, I'll be out of town for a few days,
said Methuselah the alligator.
I'm visiting some relatives on the other side of the state.
That's great. I hope you have a wonderful time,
said Tony the frog.
I'll pick up your mail for you,
offered Bill the duck.
I'll eat your food,
said Floyd the turtle.
You have any idea what alligators eat?
Leafy greens like I do. Donuts like I do.
They eat meat. Large chunks of meat. Bigger than you.
Well, I'll eat his desserts then.
I think he eats meat for dessert too.
That's not a very balanced diet.
Methuselah, I don't remember you leaving for more than a few hours.
I don't like to go far. I'm not much of a traveler. But I have a lot of new nephews and nieces I haven't seen in a while. I feel it's important to be in their lives when I can.
Would the dessert meat be dipped in, say, chocolate?
You're reaching, my friend.
Sprinkled with powdered sugar?
You're talking like a leaf eater, Floyd.
Floyd, there might be some chocolate chips in my cupboard, but ask your mother first.
Okay.
And with that, Methuselah was off, and things seemed fairly normal without their wise friend.
I have a theology question.
Save it.
Except, of course, for a few deep and meaningful questions that went temporarily unanswered.
I have a silly question that has no answer, but a really wise person knows how to respond without making me feel unintelligent.
Save it!
But that night, things took a decidedly uncomfortable turn.
Oh, what? You gotta be kidding. What time is it?
It's only 10:15. Open the door!
Yeah, well, 10:15 is still late. I know lots of folks who are in bed by 8:30. Bill, what are you doing here so late?
I can't say, but can I stay here tonight?
Are you kidding me? Why? Is your heater broken?
No.
Oven?
No.
Your electricity out or something?
No. I'm afraid, okay? I'll admit it, I'm afraid.
Of what?
Well, lots of things. Methuselah's out of town. I didn't think it was any big deal. Then I heard a noise.
What kind of noise?
I'm not sure. It was so faint I couldn't tell, but it kind of reminded me that the one creature who makes me feel safe around here is Methuselah, and now he's gone.
I hadn't thought of that. Thanks a lot.
Can I stay here?
Please do.
And so they made a bed for Bill on Tony's couch.
Actually, it pulls out into a bed.
So they pulled out the bed from the sofa, and Bill quickly fell asleep. Moments later.
It's morning already?
Hey, that can't be. My clock says 10:25 p.m.,
Hey, Tony, let me in.
Floyd?
Bill?
Whoa, what is that? It's catching my pajamas on fire. Put it out.
Sorry, it's my flashlight. I was kind of scared, so I got my 40 billion candle power flashlight out.
You singed my feathers.
Whoops. Sorry.
Why are you afraid?
Methuselah's out of town. Do you know how scary it is out there?
Come on in, buddy.
And so he did. The next day, the three of them got together and made a plan.
Okay, we got work to do. There's nobody to protect us for the next week, so we need to protect ourselves. We'll stay up in shifts tonight. The one guarding the house will be armed with a pool noodle and a horn.
That should stop anybody.
We also need to build a moat around my house.
Good. Land-only scary creatures can't navigate a moat.
And we'll want to build a 20-foot fence with razor wire at the top.
This will be cool.
Safe. I'm looking for safe.
So that day, they began work on the project. The trouble is...
Don't look now, but the sun is setting.
How could it do that to us?
The moat's only 6 inches deep and 5 inches wide.
Well, it'll stop all small land-only scary creatures.
We haven't even started on the fence.
But it was too late. Dark was fast approaching. The three of them huddled in Tony's house.
I double-bolted the doors, and I shut and locked the windows.
Did you cap the plumbing? What if something comes through the plumbing?
You mean like water?
I just want to feel safe, okay?
You guys should grow a shell so you can do this. I got cable in here.
Floyd, come out of there. That's not fair.
Oh, I didn't know this was about being fair. Hey, if something comes in here, are you guys going to run slowly like me just to be fair?
Afraid not.
See ya in the morning.
Is there room in there for me?
Sorry, no wasted space. Nighty-night.
Later in the evening, when it was Floyd's turn to stand guard, there was a noise.
Who goes there? I said, who goes there?
Floyd decided to poke his feet and head out of his shell and run.
Guys, wake up!
What is it?
Is it my shift?
There's something out there.
It's the wild. There are a lot of things out there.
There's something out there nearby.
Okay, get the noodles. Everybody, come on.
The three of them got the noodles and huddled in the corner.
You guys hit him with the noodles. I'll tickle him with my feathers.
That sounds good. I like it.
I hope he's ticklish.
They waited quietly.
Let's not wait so quietly. That way, we don't hear him and we won't be so scared.
And so they waited noisily, staying up all night, playing ping pong and checkers and backgammon and Monopoly. The next morning, when the sun came up, they fell asleep. But by afternoon, they awoke.
Okay, we got problems. We need to improve the security of this place.
I've got a bulldozer on the way. The moat will be ready.
Good man.
I'm installing motion detector floodlights every 5 feet. One movement turns night into day. Check it out.
All right. Tonight we sleep like babies.
And that night they did sleep like babies. Like real babies, who are often actually awake at night. Only they weren't crying much.
I hear something.
They can't possibly get past our security. Bill, did you pull up the drawbridge?
I did one better. I burned it to the ground. There's no way they'll get over here on that thing now.
How will we get across in the morning?
Oh, that's right. You guys don't fly.
There's that sound again.
Why aren't the floodlights picking this guy up?
I don't like this.
I'm going out there.
Tony!
I have to. I can't take this.
The floodlight!
I can't see!
Ugh, boy, those are bright.
1 trillion candle power. Cool, eh?
Cool? My eyes are burning.
Let them adjust.
Too late. I got brightness embedded in my retina.
Will you gentlemen please keep it down?
Huh?
Who said that?
I'm having trouble sleeping, and I'm battling a cold. I don't mean to be rude.
Hey, a butterfly!
Hi, Mr. Turtle.
So you've been making that crackling noise?
I sleep under the leaves. Why?
It scared us.
Crackling leaves scare you?
Noise at night scares us.
You must be terrified out there all alone.
Not at all. When I'm a little frightened at night, I recite Psalm 91.
See, this again is a place where we need Methuselah. I'm sure he can tell us what Psalm 91 says.
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty.
Isn't there a verse about angels in there?
Verse 11. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways.
Wow, that's some pretty good protection. Better than a pool noodle.
We are very well taken care of, my friends.
Over me, my Lord, all night. All
over me. All night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. All night, all day, angels watching over me. Angels watching over me.
You sure know how to drive a point home.
Download high-quality versions of your favorite episodes at lifeatthepond.com. That's lifeatthepond.com. It was a friendly day at the pond.
Hey, Methuselah.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, you Floyd.
Hi, Tony.
Said Bill the duck, Methuselah the alligator, Tony the frog, and Floyd the turtle, in that order.
Great day for a story, Mr. Narrator. Just don't do one about me. I'm kind of tired, okay?
No problem.
You did me last time, I think. So I can use a break also, if you don't mind.
I don't mind at all.
And I have a book I'm trying to read, so if you can, keep the focus off of me, okay?
I think I can do that. Today's story isn't about Tony, Floyd, Bill, or even Methuselah.
Oh, good. I thought for sure I was next.
That doesn't leave many options.
Today's story is about the mailman.
I got letters. Methuselah.
Thanks.
Bill.
Thank you, Mr. Mailman.
Floyd.
All right.
And this package smells like garlic. Gotta be yours, Tony.
A no-look mail sorter? You're good, man.
13 years on the route, you learn some things, you know what I mean?
Which brings us to our story.
That's right. It's about you, mailman.
Don't kid me like that.
It's true.
Yeah, come on, don't. I mean, everybody at the pond dreams of being the center of a story. So to tease a guy like that, it's just not right.
I heard the narrator say it myself.
Really? Me? My own story? I gotta call my mother.
He's serious.
Ma, hi, it's me. Right, guess what? You're not gonna believe this. I'm gonna be the center of a pond story. Really, me? Huh? Oh, yeah. I'll be home right after my route. No, I won't be late. Bread? Sure. Eggs? Lettuce? I'll do it. See you then. Bye-bye.
A grocery list.
Good news. Makes her hungry.
It was quite a few years ago.
Here he goes. All about me. I can't stand it.
Our mailman, whose name is Jake, was one of the finer mailmen around. And because he was so good, his route was expanded to include, for the first time, the pond.
I got mail for a William.
Bill, that would be me. Thank you. Hey, you're new around here.
You know, new is a relative term. Hassium 265 has a lifespan of 0.0036 seconds. By that perspective, I've had this route for 1 million years.
What is Hassium 265?
An isotope.
What's an isotope?
Okay, I'm new here. And I also have mail from Methuselah.
Thank you very much.
And then I have a bunch of donuts in a box, but the name is smudged.
Those are mine, thanks.
I'm sorry, but as a member of the United States Postal Service, I cannot provide you with mail I can't fully identify.
It says, Floyd, the pond. I'm Floyd, this is the pond.
Hey, look, I believe that you're Floyd. Part of my training as a postal worker is to be able to keenly identify truth from fiction. I'm equally certain this is the pond. But I can only make out Lloyd. The first letter, smudged, see?
And what do you think the first letter might be? G? Gloyd? K? Cloyd? A? Alloyd?
You must be Tony.
That's me.
I have a letter for you as well.
All right.
Wait a minute. What are you going to do with my donuts?
You know, it kind of looks like a P.
Floyd, that's me. I'm Floyd.
I'll have to send this back to the home office to be inspected.
No, they'll get stale.
Look, Jake. You know, logically, it's gotta be an F. It looks like an F, smudged. There's no other name in these parts that matches the rest of the letter. Look, if you clear it up a bit, you can see it's an F.
Sir, might I remind you that tampering with United States mail is a felony?
Might I remind you that alligators have large teeth?
Tony, stop that. I don't bite.
In case you do, I carry mace.
You won't need it around here.
Is that mint spray?
Pepper.
Oh, yummy.
I want to see you mace an alligator.
No need. I'm just going to use reason. I'm certain you understand reason, Jake.
Yes, reason tells me I am not 100% certain of the name on this box of donuts, so back into the shop it goes.
And so, Jake took the donuts back to the shop, where a group of scientists tested the name to see what all the options could be.
I've used liquid nitrogen, helium, potassium, citric acid, and peanut butter.
Try glue.
Okay.
Molasses.
Sure.
Mustard.
Right, right.
And some methylchloroethylthiazolinone.
And I'd find that where? Down by the reactor?
Everyday shampoo.
Of course, yes.
3 weeks and $1.25 million later, they came back with the result.
Floyd.
Yep, Floyd.
And so the donuts were brought to Floyd.
I have a package for Floyd the turtle.
Hey, the donuts. Yuck!
Well, they are a couple of weeks old.
No, I knew that. There's something else.
Well, it could be any of several hundred chemicals used to determine the intent of the person writing your name on the package. I wouldn't recommend eating what's in there now.
You wouldn't? They're still in the general shape of donuts. Can't be that bad.
Oh, and Tony, here's a letter you sent a week ago. I'm returning it because it doesn't have a stamp on it.
What? I can't believe I forgot that.
What a shame.
Did it just now get returned to you?
No, it never left. I noticed it as you handed it to me.
Then why didn't you say anything?
It's none of my business.
If you're the mailman, whose business is it?
Yours and yours alone. Gotta finish my route, gentlemen. Good day.
And with that, Jake was off.
Anybody got a stamp?
I can't believe that guy.
You know, I kind of like the taste of some of these chemicals.
That's enough, Floyd. Throw the box away. Now just walk away.
I'm trying.
The next day, as mailmen often do, Jake returned.
I got mail for Methuselah, Tony, Floyd, and Bill. Hello? Hello? That's strange. They're usually dying to get their mail. I guess I'll leave it in their mailboxes, wherever those are.
It was true. The creatures at the pond normally were so anxious for their mail, they received it by hand every day. But today, they were having so much fun on the rope swing over the pond, they forgot all about it. It was about then that Jake thought to himself,
hey, I wonder why they didn't invite me to go on the rope swing with them. Huh.
So Jake went over to where the gang was playing.
Jake!
Hey there, Bill.
Just leave the mail in my box. I don't need it right now.
Well, okay.
Hey, it's good to see you, Jake.
Yeah?
I'm expecting a letter from a good friend. Anything there for me?
Well, just junk mail, if I remember right.
Just put it in my mailbox.
I already did.
Great, thanks. See you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Jake was sad that he didn't get invited to swim with the others, so he left. The next day, right on schedule, he returned to deliver the mail.
Okay, I got junk mail, but not just that. Today I got a lot of cool-looking junk mail. Colorful envelopes disguised as something you want.
But there was silence.
Again?
Jake searched the pond. Sure enough, there they were, having fun.
I don't get it. I'm fun. Why don't I get asked to do things with them? Not even a note.
Jake then came up with a plan.
I have an idea.
A plan to make the others like him.
This ought to work.
The next day, he arrived empty-handed.
Oh, you guys are here today, are you?
Mail!
Hello, Jake.
Hello there, Methuselah.
Did I get anything today?
Yes, but I didn't bring it.
You what?
I don't think it's a you what kind of question you mean. I think you mean you didn't what.
That takes too long to say. Doesn't have the same impact.
I don't think you mean the question anyway. It's my understanding you intend to emphasize your displeasure with my action or inaction.
He's right.
Okay, I'm just looking for accuracy here.
Did I get any mail?
Yep, but I didn't bring it.
Okay. How is it I'm supposed to respond?
You what?
You what?
Good.
Sorry, gentlemen. Your mail is being withheld back at the station. It seems you didn't properly register this zone with the post office, so we've had to take it off the route. I'm coming to you as a friend to inform you of the seemingly impossible-to-avoid predicament you're in.
This makes no sense.
Yeah, that's what I told him back at the office. I fought hard for you guys.
You what?
No, this is a you did.
Oh.
Yes, I did. But you're unzoned. No mail of any sort can legally come down here. I threatened to quit my job, even.
Don't do that.
I saw an injustice, and I'm willing to battle.
Really? You shouldn't lose your job over this.
Well, I was told it was no use.
Okay, boys, let's go down to the post office and talk to these guys.
Oh, no. You go down there, and they'll take this zone off the route permanently.
Then what are we gonna do?
I'll handle it.
We don't want you to lose your job over this.
My friends, don't worry. I'll find a way.
And with that, Jake was gone.
I can't believe this. Holding our mail. Non-zone.
What will we do for mail?
What did they do before the days of mail?
Email.
Actually, email is relatively new. I think before mail, creatures actually talked to each other.
Forget what they did before. Let's figure out what's next and do that.
This is getting rather complicated.
How will I write my congressman?
I thought you couldn't write yet.
I send him pictures. I'm sure he puts them on the office fridge.
I have a feeling we'll be getting mail again very soon.
You got a plan?
No, a hunch.
In fact, Methuselah was right. The very next day...
Mail! I got mail for everybody.
All right.
Woohoo!
How'd you do that?
I pulled a few strings.
On our mail?
No, it's a figure of speech.
It means he worked hard to get our mail.
Well, friends do that for friends.
Yes, they do.
I guess you might even say I'm a hero.
So you got our zone reinstated?
That might take some time.
Right now, no mail can come here.
Nope.
Not even special deliveries?
I might be able to get you a special delivery. What do you need?
Special delivery for Methuselah? Wow, you're quick. Very impressive, Jake.
I'm Methuselah.
Sign here.
Okay.
Thank you.
How about that?
Jake, I think you have some explaining to do.
Yeah, how'd you pull that off so fast? And without even knowing what Methuselah wanted specially delivered.
Hard to say.
Jake, is there really a zone problem with the pond?
No.
You lied?
Guys, I'm sorry. I just wanted to be your friend.
Gee, I can't think of anything I want more in a friend than someone who withholds my mail.
I don't think he wanted to make trouble. I think Jake wanted to be a hero.
And get our mail back.
You're right, Methuselah. It's because of the other day. You guys went off to play and didn't invite me.
Well, to be honest, you weren't very nice to us before.
To get a friend, you need to be a friend.
I see that. You guys are good friends to each other.
That day, Jake learned that you need to be the kind of friend you want to have.
Didn't Methuselah just say that?
Not in those words.
No, he did it in fewer words.
Don't argue with the narrator.
Thanks for listening to The Pond, a children's radio program the entire family can enjoy. Pond radio shows and DVDs are available at Christian bookstores or online at lifeatthepond.com. Find out more about the pond creatures, see pictures of your favorite characters, and download free coloring pages. Also, go to lifeatthepond.com for special prices on the original Pond DVD.
Work together, work together.
You ever wanna get something done?
Big Mouth Bass.
Why would I find her? I'd rather go find the measles.
Alligator Hunter.
Ah!
What?
My popcorn's gone!
Where's the Methuselah?
The little thing.
Plenty are the toys they give me.
The rise and fall of Tony the Frog.
I throw a wad of paper at a guy's front door and he says, thank you very much, throw something at me again tomorrow.
With lessons encouraging kids to love their neighbors, be careful with their toys, listen to their mothers, and pray for those who are unkind. The Pond DVDs are a trusted help for parents. Go to lifeatthepond.com. That's lifeatthepond.com. The Pond is a member of HisKids.net, where parents can find many trusted programs for children.
The Pond.